Say no, I tell you. soft buzz of the toy turns on, and I watch you swallow hard. You're already breathing a little bit harder, coming slightly undone from me working you up. I take the Hitachi in my hand and slowly place it on you. I find the spot that makes your hips buck and forces you to hold in a moan. I tell you to be louder, that I love all the noises you make for me. I tell you how good you look like this. You struggle to keep your hips still to make it easier for me. You want to please me, but you are enjoying yourself so much. Maybe a little too much. If you had nerves about using a 5, well, they've melted away at this point as I work you over with the toy. I watch the flush crawl down from your face to your chest. I watch your hands clasp and unclasp. Do the scrunch and unscrunch. I turn it on the next setting, and you're struggling to keep your voice down. I tell you it's okay. Be as loud as you want. I don't care if the neighbors hear. They're going to know how good I am making you feel. That's all. I can tell this embarrasses you, but also turns you on more. Makes you want more from me. I keep encouraging you, praising you. Your entire world has boiled down to the vibrator, the sound of my voice, and the darkness that surrounds you. Everything feels more heightened when you can't see. Everything is more intense. You can't tell if it's only been a minute or if it's been an hour. Your brain is clouded with pleasure, and the only words coming out of your mouth are right here and please. You. I'm getting hornier the closer and closer you are to orgasm. I turn it on the highest setting after a little bit. This makes your hips really start to buck. If I could see your eyes, I'm sure they would be clenched close. You want more. You need more. You're almost there. I'm encouraging you, cheering you on. I don't want you to hold back anything. You don't need to wait. Orgasm whenever that need builds up. It's been building up steadily. You are getting closer and closer. You just need something, a little something to send you over the edge. While your thigh muscles are tensing, I leave a kiss on your inner thigh and I say, I want you to come for me, my love. And that's enough. That's all you need. You spill over the edge. The orgasm has you trembling, hips stuttering, and a moan escaping your lips. I smile to myself and turn off the vibe once I know the orgasm is over. I go up between your legs and settle myself on your lap. I gingerly take off the blindfold and press a delicate kiss to your lips. I ask how it was and if you enjoyed it. You laugh at me like I just said something stupid and say, yes, I did like it very much. This makes me giddy. I smile even wider and shower you in more little kisses, all along your neck and jaw. They eventually make their way to your lips. We make out for a little bit more before I slide off your lap and to your side. I lay my head in your lap and you start to play with my hair. We end up falling asleep like that. What did you think? Is this something you would want to try? Really? You would? Okay, now I'm really glad I told you, and I'm really excited for the next time we hang out. Did you end up coming from my little fantasy? Fuck, that's hot. So